to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So I don't think it's a surprise to anyone who lives in Wisconsin that avoiding drinking can be hard. The kind of just in the air atmosphere of what drinking culture is in Wisconsin is pretty notorious, I think, for our reputation nationwide. And so for someone who is an alcoholic in recovery, being sober, I think in general sometimes in Wisconsin, but more specifically at sporting events and even more specifically at Lambeau during a Packers game, can be really hard. And so that is part of the mission behind a new initiative called Section Yellow, which was created by sober Packer fans for sober Packer fans. And the founder is John Plegeman, who is with us for this half hour, who is a social worker in Brown County and the founder of Section Yellow. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Kristen. I'm glad to be here.
So I know this has started at a Phish concert. So at Alpine Valley. So let's start there, because I think that is also concerts, another place sometimes it can be hard to be in recovery.
Well, let me just jump in with the Wisconsin introduction that you had so everybody can have my background. So I was born in West Bend. We called ourselves Benders. I'm half German, half Irish, born on St. Patrick's Day, born in the state of Wisconsin. I was born and bred. I have alcoholism on both sides of my family with my grandparents. I was born and raised, and I'm a diehard Badger, Cheesehead, Fish Fry, Supper Club, go up north there, you know, tell your folks I say hi, that type of Wisconsinite. So, you know, I thought that drinking culture was what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because everything we went to, softball games. I remember my dad playing softball. They'd have a quarter barrel after the game. A quarter barrel. Not like coolers of beer. We'd have a quarter barrel when I was growing up. Confirmation, birthday parties, New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, you know, even Easter. We always had alcohol around all our family festivities. And I thought that was part of the culture. So I got sober on February 15, 2009. Now, yes, Ed, before that, I am an avid Grateful Dead, Deadhead, Fishhead, jam band, music fan person. But I also love my Green Bay Packers. I love my Brewers, the Bucks, Badgers. I love Wisconsin sports. My avid supporter of Wisconsin culture. So when I got sober in 2009, I'm like, well, what do I do next?
Yeah.
It's like, what am I going to do for fun? I just can't go to meetings, you know, and that's my social outlet. I have to engage into what I used to do for fun. And in the recovery community, you get a lot of conservative views of, you know, being early in recovery, whether or not you're ready to go to these type of high risk places, which Alpine Valley for a Fish show or a Packer game is absolutely high risk. Cause you're actually passing beers or you're smelling the weed, you know, you're taking in all the drug and alcohol culture there. But I remember, you know, in my frantic anxiety mind going, well, wait a second, there's the Wharf Rats. So the Wharf Rats were founded by the Grateful Dead, sober Grateful Dead members back in the 70s. They have tens of thousands of fans. Okay. Wharf Rats been around forever. And I'm like, well, if the Wharf Rats got something, well, then maybe the band Fish, and it's Fish with P-H-I-S-H from Vermont. Maybe they got something. And I'm going to date myself here, kids, but this is back when you used to have Yahoo groups and Facebook was just coming out. So the fellowship had a Yahoo group. And I immediately clinged onto it. And once again, Fish, everything is like PH in front of it. So instead of F fellowship, it's PH fellowship. And we have like over 8,000 members. And I'm an administrator on that fellowship page for Facebook. And they, at every show, they have a sober table for people to go to before and during the shows. That was a lifesaver. That was my life raft. That was my life preserver in a sea of unknown, just unknown limbo land.
Of smoke?
Yeah, a cloud of the dankety dank smoke herb that you can smell a mile away. And it absolutely, you know, I wouldn't say saved my life, but it was a huge tool in my toolbox going, I can do this. I can do this. I was 4 months sober when I went to my first Phish show. Now, mind you,
oh, wow.
Trey Anastasio, the lead singer of Phish, is very outspoken, is a strong advocate for sobriety because he, back in before 2009, I don't know the exact date, but he had his own prescription drug and alcohol addiction. He got arrested, and after he did his probation, he came out and said, you know, I'm sober and I'm going to be open and out kind of out of the closet, so to speak, out in public and do this. And he even formed his own rehab, sort of similar like Eric Clapton did with Crossroads when Eric Clapton got sober. So Trey, the lead singer of Phish, is a huge advocate of this. And he even stopped at the fellowship table very recently in California for one of his solo band tours, which was super cool. So what's the table like? I've been volunteering at Alpine Valley, just Alpine Valley, since 2010 or 12. My memory still isn't the greatest. And you go in beforehand and you have the table set up. And you have all these cool bumper stickers, and you can kind of see them in the back there behind me. So they're all bumper stickers you can grab. And I follow Alcoholics Anonymous. So in AA and NA, we use the phrase one day at a time. And I really adhere to that philosophy, one day at a time. And so when you're going to a show, it's one show at a time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we have all those cool bumper stickers, and people come up, and it's kind of like your safe zone. It's kind of like Ghoul when you were playing, you know, tag as a kid, you know, you touch home base and you're safe there. And so we would meet and greet people. We're kind of ambassadors and we're shaking hands. We're taking pictures. We're thanking people to come. And then those are people that want to see us. Then you have the people that are, what are you guys about? And they're coming by going, my brother, my sister, my aunt, my uncle, my mom, my dad, my kid all have substance abuse. Thank you for being here. I have an outlet. Can I talk to you guys about some stuff? No, we're not counselors or anything, but we're most of us that volunteer in long-term recovery. So of course we're going to talk to you. We're going to support you in any which way we can. Say that again. And so the big aha moment, we don't have that at Lambeau Field yet, is so Phish does two sets. They do a first set, then there's a 45-minute set break, and then they do a second set. In between that set and during that set break, everybody that wants to can come back to the table, and we have a quick 15-minute gratitude meeting with the yellow balloon. That's where all the yellow balloons come from. Yellow balloon in the jam band world is the mascot of sobriety. You see a yellow balloon, you see a yellow sticker, you know that person's sober, or there's sobriety over there if you need it. When I worked at Alpine Valley just in this last summer, in 2021, when Phish played, and especially in 2019, they don't always come to Alpine Valley, sadly enough. Sometimes they go to Chicago.
Buh.
I don't know why. Yeah, I know. They like to play Wrigley Field or Northern Lee Island. But we're talking 80 to 100 sober people climbing that Alpine Valley hill to spend 10 minutes to feel gratitude of what other sober fans are there for. And we pass around the yellow balloon. Whoever's got the yellow balloon talks. The amount of energy, positive energy that you feel from that. You're talking, I've only been sober for a week, and thank God you guys are here. Or I came back from a relapse. I've been sober for 20 years, and this is my first time at Alpine. It's amazing to hear these stories and be around that. So in 2019, now I'm going to go back of how we started this with Section Yellow. I'm on the Brown County Alcohol and Drug Coalition for Change. It's a coalition in Brown County where all the major players are there. You have all the major hospitals, all the major AODA clinics, all the major social service agencies are there. We meet monthly. It's open to the public. Anybody can attend. And as I'm getting ready to do this table in 2019, now the table, the Phish wasn't until like July or August, I believe, but this was like in May. I go up to our kind of our chairperson, who is a Bellin Hospital up in Green Bay. Bellin's a big hospital. And, you know, she's an administrator. And I'm going, hey, you guys sponsor the Packers. What if we had this simple table idea at Lambeau Field? Mm-hmm. And she's always like, I love it. Draw me up a plan. Let's go. So she got us in to the Packers. And the Packers have been super, super, super duper. I'm always going to give them ultimate praise. Super duper supportive of us. But to get in, to break into Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which is what I call Lambeau Field, okay? To break through that, you need to know somebody. You just can't come in with VPs of marketing and VPs of this. You need to know somebody. And so when we went to our first meeting, they heard us, and I had a great, you know, layman's presentation. It wasn't fancy marketing or anything, but I had some big players at Bellin at the sitting with us. So, and they patted us on the head and told us that was really nice and we'll get back to you. And I said, okay, well, I'm an addict alcoholic, so my ego can sometimes take no for an answer. So I'll make sure I follow up with you and follow up with you and follow up with you. And, you know, we really didn't get much wear in the next month or so. And then it was a priest. It always takes a priest. Know your priest people. Know your clergymen in your community. They know everybody. So Father Paul, amazing man, was part of the coalition. And I work at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. I'm talking to you from my office. So we are kind of a community center. We have everybody coming and going through here. And Father Paul was getting lunch here. And as I was walking past, he's like, hey, how's that Packer idea going? I'm like, well, no, we haven't heard from him yet. I mean, I thought we had a good presentation. He's like, let me make a phone call. The next thing I know, I am meeting with the wife of one of the high administrators at Lambeau. And she loved the idea. And then she introduced me to the executive director of Lambeau and the general manager of Lambeau. And then they go, I remember this so clearly. Your heart's beating a mile a minute because you're actually, and I always refer to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory because you see the big building, but you don't know what's going on inside. And when you get to go to like the third floor and you get to go like to the executive suite and you get to see all the, you know, all the big, big players there, you're like, oh my God, this is like crazy. And then Jennifer, the general, or the executive director, her title, she runs Lambeau Field. She's like, well, let's go for a walk. And we're walking in. I remember this was kind of like in September, October-ish. And she's like, I'm going to put you right here. Is that good? You just need a table, right? I'm like, yep, that's all we need to. Just need a table and chairs. And Oakland Raiders, I can't remember what the game was, but I think it was October or November was our first game. We did four games in 2019. The whole deal was with the Packers was you put up your own tickets for the four games that we're going to give you. And then next year we'll talk about getting you on the volunteer list. And we're like, that's fine. That's fine. We got to widen that. We got our tickets. We were there. It's extremely cold in the concourse. It's very, very cold in the concourse. But the first couple of games, we were getting like maybe 5-10 people. We have a Facebook page of 12 to 1300 people. And so it's going really well.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to keep you through the break because the background story of that, you're a very good storyteller of how it got started. And then when we come back from the break, let's talk about how it's going. And so our guest this half hour is John Plageman, who is the founder of Section Yellow, which is the sober enthusiast reprieve table at Lambeau Field when you are a in recovery Packer fan, where you can go. So he will be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. The kind of lasts a lifetime. Through all the hardship, you know you're a friend of mine. Through all the hardship, you know you're a friend of mine. to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is John Plageman, who is a social worker in Brown County and also founder of Section Yellow, a new initiative. Well, not that new, but a new-ish initiative to, created by Sober Packer fans for Sober Packer fans. And so in the last segment, we heard about where you got the idea from, what the breakthrough was to get into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, a.k.a. Lambo. But so since 2019, obviously there was a 1 year with COVID, but this is your fourth season?
This would be our second full season.
Second full season, yep.
2020, so 2019, we had four games. 2020, COVID. 2021, we did every game minus the playoff game. And now we have volunteers for every game. So we always have two volunteers at the table for every game, including preseason. And next year we might even do family night. So we always want to take another baby step with the Packers,
And so what has it been like as far as the reaction and the growth? Because as you said, you started the Facebook page and now it's up to 1,200 people on that page, and the, or the group, I should say, Facebook group, because it's different than a page. And so does it feel similar to what the fellowship felt like with Fish as far as the gratitude and the response that you're getting from it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. That's, I got to pause for a second and kind of see where I want to take this. I worked the Patriots game recently. Okay. And that was a Milwaukee season ticket holder game. I worked with a guy named Bruce. He's our diehard volunteer, great guy to work with. And where I'm going with this is, so not only are people stopping at the table that are Section Yellow people, you also have family members that are stopping at the table. We also have Sober Green Bay cards that on the back of it has a QR code to all of the Brown County AODA resources. We are also ambassadors to Packer fans. How do I get up to Section 600? Where's the pro shop? I brought cash. I don't have a credit card. Where do I get a gift card? You know, every answer in the book will help answer. So we also help out with that. But where I'm going with this is that normally we get about 20 to 25 now is like on an average. We had 60.
Wow.
60 people. Now, that's not 100 yet, but that's 60 people coming to the table going, thank you for being here. And remember, not everybody that's sober is in recovery. There are people that are sober because of lifestyle choice, because of religious choice, because of health reasons, whatever. We want to make sure that everybody that's sober is involved in Section Yellow, just so they know we're here. Because, and I'll go on one little soapbox and I'm going to jump off. So I promise I'm not going to get too crazy here. But I'm also a season ticket holder, and the Bears game last year, I think it was a Monday or Sunday night, was my last night game for now, forever. I don't know if it's forever, but it was hard. It wasn't hard going through it. It was hard with the drunken debauchery that was there. I remember a Bear fan, and it was Packer and Bear fans. I remember a Bear fan throwing up a beer in the air when the Bears scored the first touchdown. I'm in the south end zone, section 126. That's actually where we got Section Yellow too, by the way. Because when you go to a Packer game, when you say, where do you sit? People always tell you your section, not your seat number or row. You're always like, well, I'm in section 126. I'm in section 122. So section and then yellow being the yellow balloon. That's where we got that from. So from the Bears game, I'm like, man, this was hard. And I've been going to these games since at least, I think my first game was 93 or 94 with my dad. It was one of Reggie White's first game. You know, so I have a long history with Lambeau and so does our family. And I'm like, this is sad. Because I can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. The only way to get away from it is leave. But if I leave, I can go to Section Yellow table and just chill out for a while, take a break, and come back. Last year, we had a woman come from Michigan who was having a lot of alcohol abuse issues. And it was one of the most powerful moments. And I share this a lot with a lot of people when we're telling why. What's the why we do this? This is the why. Is she came to a Packer game from Michigan and she stayed sober for one day. Cause she's like, I'm gonna go to that game, I'm gonna stay sober for one day because that table is there. I know that I'm supported and I'm not alone. There's the aha moment. You're not alone. That's why we're there. She came all the way over from Michigan. She might have drank the next day, but she stayed sober that day. That was her goal. She knocked it out of the park. She came back after the game, gave us a big hug, and said, thank you so much for doing this. You have given me like a new look, a new perspective on life. Because if we're having fun at games and we're doing it and we're sober, well, a lot of other people can. And I know that there are a lot of dear friends of mine that will not go to Lambeau Field because it's too much of a trigger for them. I'm trying to lessen that. I'm trying to lessen that environment. We are trying to not change the culture. We know there's going to be alcohol. If you drink, that's great. But be a sober advocate. Be a sober ally. If one of your friends in your tailgating party is sober, don't make fun of the guy or girl. Mm-hmm. Don't make fun of the woman. Support them. Make sure that you got soda or water, whatever they want to drink. You know, we in Wisconsin, if you don't drink, you're...
I know.
You can get ridiculed if you don't. And what's wrong with you? Are you pregnant if you're a woman, or do you get in trouble, or, you know, it's not that.
It's the one substance abuse that if you don't do it, something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, there's this remarkable assumption that you are flawed if you are not part of this drinking culture.
Mm-hmm. So in Green Bay, the big picture here now, because let's go back to what did we do during COVID. The big picture is we want to make Green Bay, Brown County, the first sober-friendly city in the country. Mm. We want it to be a yellow zone. We know we drink, but guess what? Restaurants, bars, hotels, social service areas. The police department has the sober yellow balloon stickers because I do now about a 30-minute PowerPoint presentation on why we want to be sober friendly to people. And it's gone off here in Green Bay. And we give out those sober Green Bay cards that people can grab and go and not ask for, like, if they need help. So we're planting, we're like Johnny Appleseed with the seeds, you know, we're planting all these little seeds of sobriety. Now we have other funding sources. So what we did was we put money in billboards during the first 4 or 5 games all around Lambeau Field that said, sober curious, come by the section yellow table. We're by the Quick Trip gate, mind you, in section 110, 112 area. And it's interesting because as you come to Lambeau Field, you are going to at least see something about sobriety there.
Which is great.
You know?
Well, and I'm going to be at the Rams game in December. So if you're there, I'm going to stop by the table and say hi.
I will not be there, but I know the volunteers who will be there because, as we said, Chrissy, I'm not going to any more night games this season.
Yes.
So I, unlike Mark Murphy, and Mark, we love you, but some of us old Packer fans do love the noon games. I just heard Aaron Rodgers say that he loves the noon games. So I love this Jets game because it's the only noon game we have all season. I love the noon and 3 o'clock games.
All right, John Plagman, thank you so much for everything that you do. Section Yellow, we will have it on our blog. Check it out. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll meet you soon. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.